Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's episode, we have indie author Mandy Bean, and she is the author of Her Beautiful Monster. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I found a quote by Albert Camus that I really feel represents you, and it goes like this. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within myself, there lay an invincible summer. Can you connect to this for our listeners?
Absolutely. Because a big part about expressing yourself, whether you're a writer or a teacher, or no matter what you are, when you decide that you are going to be something specific, you have to plow down that path. You have to realize that what you have to offer is worthy and valuable, and you're going to have to make sacrifices to get there.
Can you tell our listeners what you've been up to?
I just finished the manuscript for a second novel called Moody Blue. I'm currently looking for either a publishing house or a literary agent to represent me, and it's been a lot of rejection so far. But, you know, still sending out the query letter, still reaching out and trying to make networking contacts. So I'm kind of in the process of looking for a home for it.
Right. I definitely understand that process. And you know what? You're the perfect person to talk to our audience today, because they have a lot of things that they're trying to push through, things they may have experienced, doubts, rejection. So what you're talking about is right up our alley, and I think you're going to have a lot of great information to share. So can you explain your passion and tell us where it started?
Writing is my passion. I've wanted to be a writer since the third grade. I think I wrote a poem about apple pie and like a line of ants. It was just supposed to, like, he gave us a spelling list, my teacher, and we were supposed to write sentences, but I would rather write a poem, and he thought it was so great. So I kept writing poetry. And then in high school, I realized that my poetry was terrible, and that I wanted to be more along the lines of like a Fitzgerald or a Hemingway or Robert Frost. But, you know, he was a really great poet. I just wanted to say something. I wanted to say it well.
That's excellent. I can really appreciate that. I would love to hear your poem someday about apple pie and ants, because it's probably very entertaining. So when did you decide that you really wanted to take it somewhere?
When I was a sophomore in high school, I read Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte and It by Stephen King. And both of those stories are a lot about what your show talks about, like finding the value within yourself, pursuing your dream no matter what the cost. And I decided that I was going to sit down and start writing a longer piece, or longer pieces, because, you know, when you're a teenager, it's hard to stay focused. So I think I had about like 8 different stories started, and most of them were silly and melodramatic, but you had to get it down on paper, because then you could always revisit and edit later. So sophomore year, I started to sit down and write with the intention of it being seen by other people.
Right. And there is no irony that in my study here, I do have a giant poster of Jane Eyre for the record. So along the way, I'm sure you've had some doubt getting started. So did you have anything that kind of held you up in the beginning? Any doubts before you went to college? And when you went to college, you got a degree in English. You said you're an English teacher, so English and education.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
Was that kind of a safety net, English and education, knowing you wanted to be a writer, you could kind of hit those two birds with one stone, or what was your plan?
That was exactly it. It was a safety net, because unless you're J.K. Rowling or Stephen King, like, you're not going to make $1 million off of writing. Like, you have to struggle to get there first. And I was very cognizant of that. I was very aware of that. And so were my parents. So they also encouraged me to have this safety net. I mean, it was good to have that net. But the other issue, too, is, you know, I had to allot my time and my energy to education and to these classes. And it kind of took away from that singular goal of being a writer. I didn't actually do any legitimate writing until like my junior year of college. Like that's when I started Her Beautiful Monster.
Would you consider that the biggest disappointment in your process so far? Or what would you consider that?
I definitely, if not the one of the major disappointments, that I got started so late. I didn't have enough courage to just do it, to just dedicate my entire time to writing.
You know, I'm going to tell you that here at Motivate Me, we have some interviews in the can, and every interview so far, that's been the exact complaint. I started too late. Listeners, if our show can teach you anything, if we can motivate you and inspire you in any way, just start. Just start in whatever way that means for you right now. Start envisioning it for yourself first. That's exactly what Mandy is telling you here. Okay, so that's great advice, Mandy, and really good insight. And that does sound like a disappointment, but you did overcome it, and you've gotten Her Beautiful Monster published, which is amazing. So how did you overcome this?
It was what, a large part of it was what you had mentioned earlier, like to envision yourself somewhere. And I knew it was what I wanted, and I wasn't feeling fulfilled, you know, and I had this idea of myself, you know, sitting behind a desk, having people come up, asking me to sign their books because they really enjoyed it. And my writing meant something. And the only way that was going to happen was if I was going to get it out there. And to get it out there means I had to finish it. So I didn't go out with my friends as much. I didn't, you know, just sit around and watch TV and lounge like most college kids did, and which I love to do. Because I had to get down and then I had to send it out. I had to. There was no easy way. There was no other way to do it. I didn't know anybody in the publishing industry. I didn't have an easy connection. I had to start from square one.
So what confirmed for you then that you were in the right direction?
When I printed out the first draft of my novel, and I think writers, for the most part, and I'm sure some would argue otherwise, like they do want input along the way. They want someone to read it. So I gave it to my mom. And she read it in one day, like didn't get changed out of her pajamas. Like she was still in her robe at like 3 p.m. reading it.
Every author's dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if it's your mother, because we know our mothers would be the first one to say, yeah, I started that. Oh, you needed me to finish it by when if it wasn't good?
Exactly. And she said, you know, it's really great. And she didn't like fluff me up because she's like, well, I think you need to do this, this, and this. So, like, she wanted me to describe the setting more. She wanted me to give a little bit more background on a specific character. So I went back and rewrote it. And within 3 months, I had a contract offer from Martin Sisters Publishing.
Amazing. Okay. So, I mean, that's got to confirm that you're in the right direction when you get a book published.
Yes. That definitely helped.
And here you have Her Beautiful Monster. And don't forget, here at Motivate Me, one of the other things that we're doing is we are building a community of people. It's the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. So you'll be a part of our Facebook group. Listeners, guests, we're going to keep everybody together and support each other in whatever their endeavor is. So if somebody wants to reach out to you and ask you questions about writing, if somebody wants to purchase your book, or you also have a blog, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So we'll give your contact information at the end of the show. But how can they access Her Beautiful Monster if they choose to?
It's available on Amazon and through the publisher, which is Martin Sisters. And my blog that you're saying is actually just herbeautifulmonster.com. And you can leave comments through that way. And it's my blog also has samples of my writing. I try to do like a weekly writing prompt. It's like the whole realm of what I'm trying to do.
Right. That's awesome. Okay. So let's talk about your personal growth along the way. What was the best advice do you think you received from someone else that kind of pushed you in the direction? Maybe anybody listening here can benefit from the same.
When I was graduating college, and I graduated from Montclair State University, the speaker was the man who wrote Flags of Our Fathers. And he was describing how he had been rejected over 40 times. And then when his book got published and became a bestseller and he wanted to make it into a movie, he was again rejected like an exorbitant amount of times. And he was up there like talking about this, smiling, because he had overcome that. And his advice, and the only advice I think that really matters, is to keep going.
Isn't it amazing how you can sit in an audience full of thousands and thousands of people? And I've been to the MSU, Montclair State University graduation twice now for my daughter's undergraduate and graduate degrees. And I know how many thousands, there's, I think, 4,000 graduates when we went last time. It was amazing. And you can sit in a room like that and there's a speaker, one little man on a podium talking to thousands, and you feel like they are connecting just with you.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I felt like. How serendipitous that I was trying to get my novel published, and here comes this guy saying, yeah, people told me no over and over again, and I kept going.
So what do you think that you've learned about yourself during this process?
That I am talented and I am worthy of people reading it, and that, you know, I'm tougher than I think. You know, I think the easiest thing for anyone to do is to get inside their own head. Well, people aren't going to like it, or people are going to think I'm weird. Because, you know, writing is very personal. Like, it's yourself on the page. But there comes a point where, and it's very liberating to just say, well, what happens, happens. I think that this is awesome. I'm going to do it. And when someone says, oh, yeah, I really liked it, that's all the validation you need. We think we need so much more, but we don't.
You know, it's those self-doubts that get us all the time. Your response to that really just gave me goosebumps all over my whole body, Mandy. Truly. No, really, because it's so genuine and so sincere, and it's so what everybody is thinking and feeling. It's really meaningful, you know?
I hope so.
Thanks. So let's talk about some resources you can suggest for our listeners. If they want to write, if they want to get into the literary field, is there any kind of book that influenced you that they could check out?
Yes, absolutely. If you're going to be a writer, you have to read, and you have to read everything. So just make sure that there's always like a fiction or nonfiction book in your hand. But On Writing by Stephen King, which is his memoir of becoming a writer, is phenomenal because he gives real life examples of letters that you would send to publishers. He talks about the publishing business from start to finish. And then there's The Writer's Market, which is a compendium of literary agents and publishers. You can access it online for, like, I think the fee is like $30 a month, or you can just go out and buy the book. And it, you know, it's a hard copy of the list of markets. Like, here's publishing fiction. Here's who's publishing nonfiction. Here's fiction romance. Here's nonfiction history. And it just breaks it down for you. And they also provide you with samples of quality letter that you would send to a publisher or an agent.
And I know you are a huge fan of Stephen King, correct?
Yes. Yes.
He's your man.
He's my boy.
Okay. So what else about, as far as other resources outside of books, maybe something on the internet?
Yeah. The querytracker.net gives you, again, it gives an aspiring writer a list of markets that are available. And it's almost like an address book for you online. They'll mark when you sent a query letter and to whom. And it's real user-friendly website. And as far as like writing applications go, I'm old school. I just use Word, or if I'm on my iPad, I'll use Pages for like word processing needs.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, this part of the show is what I call the Motivate Me Express to Success. So it's just quick 1-minute responses. But as we talked about earlier, it's envision, explore, execute. The most important part of the show. So we're kind of summing up some of what we said and adding anything that you think would be valuable to listeners here. So how can people envision being a writer for themselves?
Open up a blank journal and start writing, whatever it is.
I love that so much. You don't even know how much I just love what you just said. Because writers write. That's it.
Yep.
Okay. Explore. How can they begin to explore this field?
A quick Google search of literary agents and publishers, and they'll tell you what they're looking for, and you can find your niche that way.
That's awesome. Really, really awesome. Okay. Execute. What's the first step they should take?
Finish whatever they're working on, because nobody wants to see a half-finished manuscript. So finish whatever it is you're working on.
That was an amazing round. I love every single response that you just gave the listeners. So valuable and really succinct. Okay, so here's my big thing, Mandy. Life is a process, right? So that's what I'm doing here on this show, Motivate Me. I'm here because I feel like all of the plot points, pun intended, all of the plot points of my life have converged to this moment. Now, I don't feel like this is the resolution of my life, possibly just a turning point, the climax of it, I'm hoping. And I'd like to stay up here for a little bit. I'm really enjoying it. What closing advice can you give our listeners?
Listen to yourself. There are going to be people who are going to try and tell you to be more responsible, and because you're struggling out on your own path, that's weird and it's selfish and you should be doing A, B, and C. And there are going to be people that tell you what you're doing is not valuable. It's not talented. And they're just going to try and knock you down or lessen what it is you're trying to do, because I think it's mostly out of jealousy and fear that here you are doing something so new. So just always listen to yourself.
So ballsy, you can say.
Yes.
It.
Okay, good. Yeah, be ballsy.
Anybody who reads Mandy's book, you'll know why that's funny. In the first three words of her novel, you will know why. That is really funny. Okay, now knowing that life is this process and we all have these plot points, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Dream big, Mandy.
Okay, 5 books in publication, and I'm sitting at a bookstore in New York City with a signing. You know, like I'm having that line that goes out the door and around the block. And like my picture is in the window and people are there to see me because they love my writing.
Well, I absolutely know that I'll be in that line.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
So Mandy, we're going to end the show today by giving listeners your contact information. How can we get in touch with you?
All right. On Facebook, the page is Writer Mandy Bean. Twitter, it's Divided Girl Oh Mine.
Okay.
And I have the blog, herbeautifulmonster.com.
Okay, that's great. That gives us a lot of avenues to be able to reach out to you. And I know people will be looking for you in our Facebook group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. Mandy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You're amazing. I love you.
Okay, listeners, it's time for your go-do. What I really like that Mandy talked about was being weird. How many times have we allowed the opinions of others to change our direction? What would you do if no one was looking? So you can write it in a journal or you could put it right on the Facebook page, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. But let's get ballsy together. The first step to accomplishing is envisioning. So what would you be doing and how would it feel? I'm excited to see what you come up with.